Education. Lugari lawmaker Nabi Nabwera has offered high school dropouts in the constituency a second chance to go back to school before the 844 system of education ends. Nabwera, who was speaking in Lumakanda grounds, in Lumakanda ward, appealed to his constituents to seize the free opportunity and voluntarily go back to school and complete their secondary school education. He said, "The old 844 system of education is coming to a close in the next 3 years, yet we have individuals, especially our young men and women, who dropped out in Form 2, 3 or 4 because of one reason or another. I am giving you a free opportunity. If you are ready to complete your secondary school education and at least get a certificate, go back to school. I will look for school fees," he added. He told the dropouts that once the 844 system ends, they would be rendered useless as the new competency-based curriculum, CBC, cannot accommodate them. "In the next 3 years, you will not be able to go back to school under CBC. For instance, if you sat for Kenya Certificate of Primary Education, joined Form 1 and dropped out, where will you be placed?" Nabwera asked rhetorically. He appealed to affected individuals to make use of the opportunity, disclosing that secondary school principals across the constituency were ready to receive them. "I have already spoken to secondary school principals and agreed that even if you dropped out of Form 1, you will be admitted to Form 2 so that you can go through the process and acquire a secondary school certificate," he said, adding that a number of financial institutions were ready to support the initiative. He urged chiefs and their assistants to register all dropouts who were ready to go back to school in their respective jurisdictions and present their names to his office for action. Nabwera, who is a member of the National Assembly Departmental Committee on Education, defended his high investment in education matters, reminding his constituents that a country could only develop through investing in education. "Let us not lie to one another. Any developed country in the world has invested heavily in education," he said. "Any developed region in our own country is one that its leaders have prioritized education of those they represent," added the legislator. He dispelled fears over inadequate infrastructure in schools across the constituency, saying all the learners joining grade 9 next year would have enough classrooms to undertake their studies.